Welcome to our service for the fifth Sunday after Trinity. For the second time in recent weeks, we welcome today a new speaker to these online services. Father Dillon is a retired priest who's moved into our area and contributed greatly already to our ministry in the months he's been here. We begin our service, though, with the hymn which, if you're my sort of age, you'd associate with the 1960s, the singer in those days who was known as Cat Stevens. It's actually a little older than that. It was written by Eleanor Fargin in the early 1930s. And when you consider how we think about those rather grim years between the wars, it's a song full of light and hope and the lovely song of the blackbird. Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Time of penitence. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you came to reconcile us to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, by your cross many sons are brought to glory. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you search our hearts by your indwelling Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, pardon, deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Collect the special prayer for the fifth Sunday after Trinity. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the Church is governed and sanctified, hear our prayer, which we offer for all your faithful people, that in their vocation and ministry they may serve you in holiness and truth, to the glory of your name, through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. God did not make death, and he does not delight in the death of the living, for he created all things so that they might exist. The generative forces of the world are wholesome, and there is no destructive poison in them, and the dominion of Hades is not on earth, for righteousness is immortal. For God created us for incorruption, and made us in the image of his own eternity. But through the devil's envy, death entered the world, and those who belong to his company experience it. A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Darlleniad o ail lythyr Paul at y Corinthiaid. Ym mhob peth yr ydych yn helaeth, yn eich ffydd a chymadrodd a'ch gwybodaeth, yn eich ymroddiad llwyr ac yn y cariad y blanwyd yn o'ch gennym ni. Felly hefyd, byddwch yn helaeth yn y gorchwyl grasusol hwn. Nid fel gorchymyn yr wyf yn dweud hyn, ond i brofi didwylledd eich cariad chi trwy sôn am ymroddiad pobl eraill. Oherwydd yr ydych yn gwybod am ras ein harglwydd Iesu Grist, fel y bu iddo ac yntau'n gyfoethog ddod yn dlawd drosoch chi, er mwyn i chi ddod yn gyfoethog trwy ei dlodi ef. Ar y pen yma rhoi fy marn yr ydwyf, a hynny sydd orau i chi. Y rhai a fi'n gyntaf, nid yn unig y weithredu, ond i ewyllusio gweithredu er y llynydd. Yn awr, cyflawnwch y gweithredu er mwyn i'r cyflawniad fod yn gymesur ag eithgarwch eich ewyllusio. Sôn yr wyf am roi yn ôl eich gallu. Oherwydd os ydych yn eithgar i roi, y mae hynny'n dderbyniol gan Dduw. Ar sail, yr hyn sydd gan ddyn, nid yr hyn, nad yw ganddo. Nid fy mwriad yw cael esmwythu di eraill ar drail gorthrymder i chi, ond eich gwneud yn gyfartal. Yn yr amser presennol hwn, mae'r hyn sydd dros ben gennych chi yn cyflenwi eich diffyg hwy, fel y bydd i'r hyn sydd dros ben ganddynt hwy gyflewni eich diffyg chi maes o law. Cyfartaledd yw'r diben. Fel y mae'n ysgrifenedig, nid oedd gormod gan y sawl y gasglodd lawer, na ffrinder gan y sawl y gasglodd ychydig. Dyma air yr arglwydd.
Gospel reading is from the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 5th chapter, beginning at the 21st verse. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the lake. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue, named Jairus, came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, so that she may be made well and live." So he went with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus, and came up behind him in the crowd, and touched his cloak. For she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone out from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him, except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. Then he put them all outside, and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him, and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand, and said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this, and told them to give her something to eat. Here ends the reading.
How many times have you filled a kettle with water to make a cup of tea? And after waiting and waiting for the kettle to boil, found that you haven't switched it on at the socket. You could wait till the end of time for the kettle to boil, and there wouldn't be any point. The power's there in the socket, but it can't run to the kettle because the connection hasn't been made. Now we read in the Gospels that power went out from Jesus and healed many people. Today we think about the long-suffering woman in the gospel lesson. She was determined to meet Jesus, so she pushed her way through the crowds to do just that. Doctors hadn't been able to stop the flow of blood, so her friends told her she'd be wasting her time going to a travelling preacher. But she had the most fantastic faith in Christ and in his power to cure people. She thought that even just touching the hem of his robe would be enough to make her well. And that's just what happened. She got as near as she could to reach out and touch his robe. The connection was made. Healing power flowed from our Lord to her, and she was cured. Yet, in the same Gospels, we read of people he couldn't help. People from Nazareth, for instance. When he went back home, he couldn't do any cures. It was the same with the scribes and Pharisees. Why was that? Whose fault was it, we could ask? These people could hear and see him. Perhaps they touched him. Yet nothing happened.
there wasn't any response. Why? Well, they weren't switched on to his power, that's why. Either they wouldn't believe in his power, or they thought they didn't need it. One way or another, nothing happened between him and them. Although they were physically close to him, there was no connection. The fault was entirely theirs. Christ wasn't able to get through to them or reach them. They never warmed to him. They couldn't or wouldn't connect to his power that could have changed their lives. And we know he wouldn't force himself on anyone. He waited for 3 years and still couldn't connect with some of these people. But then the choice was theirs. Today, the choice is ours. We can't physically touch Christ today, but his power is still with us, just as it was for the woman and Jairus' daughter. But we can be switched off as well, possibly for the same reasons as the villagers of Nazareth. We haven't got enough faith in him and his power, or we don't think that we need his healing touch. Or perhaps we're afraid of making contact with him because all of the changes it might mean in our lives. But for one reason or another, we stay mainly unaffected, untouched. True, we've got passing contact with our Lord in church, but perhaps we're only going through the motions. Nothing much happens. We stay as cold and hard and unaffected as ever. The Russian author, Catherine Duhek Doherty, once said, "Right from my childhood, I believe that touching Christ can heal. But it's useless to touch unless you have faith." It's a pity if this happens because Christ wants to touch us so that we can be healed and raised to life. You know, we all need his healing touch. People can be deeply wounded, but it never shows on the outside. We carry invisible wounds inside ourselves. Feelings of being disowned, of being worthless or lonely, feelings of bitterness and hate which we hide and pretend, like the Pharisees, that everything's all right. If we believed in Christ's love for us, we wouldn't hide our wounds from him. Now, Jesus wants us to be healing towards each other. So we've got to ask ourselves, what goes out from us through our words, our actions, and relationships? Hurting or healing? The gospel comes alive when we live it. Here's an opportunity to give it a go. Every Christian ought to be a channel of Christ's healing power. As Saint Francis put it, where there's hatred, let me bring love. Where there's injury, let me bring pardon. Our Lord knew straight away when the woman touched him, because it took power from him. But then every cure did. And every cure will cost us something as well. But if we keep close to our Lord, then we'll always have power given to us. We'll always be switched on.
Now it's time for our prayers. Our intercessions today will be led by Christine. We begin with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. En ta de renoite na nevoith, sancte thea de enu, dele de dernas, gunele de wachlis, meges in a nev, vechli ar a ddear hefyd. Deron ni heddiw ein barab einyddiol, a madda i ni ein dyledion, fel y myddai'n ninau ein dyledwyr. Ac nac ar ni y brofedigaeth, eith y gwared ni rhag drwg. Canu seiddo ti o'r dernas, o'r gallu a'r gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd. Amen.
O God, you created us in love and for eternity, and you gave us your Son, that we should not perish, but have everlasting life. As you give us life and love, as you give us yourself, help us to give our lives, our love, ourselves to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord of life, may your church proclaim your saving power. Strengthen all who seek to extend our lives and vision. Bless all who are preachers and teachers in our church. We pray for Dorian, our bishop, Eileen, archdeacon, John, rural dean, Matthew and Fran, here in our groups of churches, and for all lay members as they work to give support. We pray for church schools and colleges, where seeds of knowledge are being sown. Lord, forgive us where we are divided, and make us one. We pray for unity and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of peace, be with all suffering from war, all divided peoples, all separated from loved ones, families and friends. We pray for refugees and displaced persons, for those living in slums and those living on the streets, for all living in places that are not wholesome or life-giving, remembering that in their cry you are calling out for help, and that in responding to them, we respond to you. Lord, stir the hearts of individuals and nations to live more simply so that others may simply live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, as you have given to us in abundance, may we seek to share with any in need. In our community, help us to overcome divisions, root out all that would spoil our well-being. We pray for families that are divided, for all suffering from factions and broken relationships. We pray for the healing of rifts, and through your grace, all will be made well. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of love, we pray for all who are seen as untouchable, for people who are rejected and feared by others. Be a presence of support to all who are severely handicapped, to the mentally disturbed, to those suffering from diseases such as leprosy and AIDS. Thank you, Lord, for the progress that has been made by those reaching out with a healing ministry. Comfort all who lack affection. We pray for the broken-hearted and the broken-spirited. Help them to know that you love and care for them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give strength to all who are watching by beds of sickness, all who are caring for loved ones who are dying. Help them to remember, Lord, that you call all who are weary and will give them rest. Comfort all who have lost ones recently. Grant them the knowledge that you are with them. Cradle them in your loving arms. Lord, we pray that our loved ones departed may rise to life eternal in Christ. Your light and your love is everlasting, O Lord. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Alone, my hope is found. my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, found through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross. Sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus controls my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand. Delay returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I stand.
Now may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.